السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم، وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed parents, his blessed children, and all of his blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, today is the 26th day from the blessed month of Ramadan. And tonight, inshallah, is the 27th night from the blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. This night is, according to many scholars, the night of power. But this does not mean sleep on the other odd nights from the final 10 days. Huzur Ghawthul Azam, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Al-Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned the happenings of this night in extreme detail. In the discourse on Shab Qadr, Huzur Ghawth-e-Paak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu writes, Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, when the night of Laylatul Qadr comes, Allah Almighty commands Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam to descend onto the earth. 70,000 angels who live at Sidratul Muntaha accompany him. They descend holding flags of Noor. They, along with Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam, ground these flags at four points throughout the world. At the roof of the blessed Rawda of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara, on the roof of the blessed Kaaba Sharif, on the roof of Bayt al-Maqdis, and at the masjid on Mount Sinai. Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam then commands the angels to spread out throughout the world. No house, camp or ship or any other residential area is left where a believing man or woman may be in which the angels do not enter. However, those houses in which dogs or pigs or alcohol or pictures and filth due to zina is present, the angels do not enter. The angels glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They bear witness and announce His oneness and then seek forgiveness for the ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon break of dawn, the angels return towards the skies. The angels of the skies welcome them and inquire as to where they are returning from. The angels reply, we are returning from the earth. As for the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is Shab Qadr for them. They are asked what Allah Almighty has done regarding them and their deeds. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replies, the pious from amongst them have been forgiven, and the sinful have been granted Shafa'a. The angels of the skies then begin to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise Him and thank Him for the mercy upon the believers. The angels accompanying Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam are asked the same questions on the second heaven. And the angels here too glorify, praise and thank Allah Almighty. This continues on all seven heavens. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam then commands all the angels to return back to their stations. The angels of Sidratul Muntaha also return back to Sidratul Muntaha. They are asked from the angels remaining at Sidratul Muntaha, and they also glorify, praise and thank Allah Almighty. They glorify and praise Allah Almighty in such a way, so loudly, that their voices are heard in Jannatul Mawa, and then in Jannatul Na'im, and Jannatul Adn, and Jannatul Firdaus. And then the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears this praise and glory. The Arsh also in full voice praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and proclaims His oneness in full voice and gives thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Almighty asks the Arsh, even though Allah Almighty is the knower of everything. Allah Almighty is aware of everything. Allah Almighty is Sami' and Basir. He asks the Arsh, why it praised and glorified in such a way? The Arsh replies, O Allah, I have heard that in this past night you have forgiven the pious from the Ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and accepted and granted shafa'a for the sinful amongst them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, O Arsh, you have spoken the truth. The Ummah of my beloved Rasul hold such a status and position that no other has seen this, no other has heard this or even thought what maqam they have. It is said Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam makes musafaha with all on this night, the sign of which is the hairs of the body stand up, the heart softens, tears begin to flow. Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak goes on to say that on Laylatul Qadr, no spot is left on the earth where the angels are not seeking forgiveness for the believing males and females. The only places they aren't present are the churches and synagogues, the places of fire, the toilets, and places where filth and rubbish is stored. The angels spend the whole night praying for the forgiveness of the believing male and female believers. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam spends the whole night shaking the hands and making salam with every single male and female believer, saying, if you are an obedient follower, then may the maqbool salam be upon you. If you are from the sinful ones, then may the salam of forgiveness be upon you. If you are sleeping, then may the salam of the pleasure of Allah Almighty be upon you. If you are in the grave, then may the salam of happiness be upon you. It is said the angels say salam to those in worship, but not to those busy in sin. They also do not make salam with the oppressors or the ones who earn and eat haram, those who cut off relationships, backbiters and gossipers, and those who take from the rights of the orphans. They have no share from the blessings of the angels. Huzur Ghaus-e-Pak radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, what more misfortune can one have where such a month has passed, where its first part was mercy, the second was forgiveness, and third is freedom from hellfire, but you have nothing, you have no share from the salam of the angels who have been sent down by Allah Almighty. Why? Because you are far, far from the Rahman. You are with the mischief makers from the circle of the Shaitan. You have been decorated with the jewelry of those who travel the path of Jahannam. You are far from those on the path which leads one to Jannah. You have left the path of Allah Almighty. This blessed month of Ramadan is the month of cleansing the heart. This blessed month of Ramadan is the month of loyalty. This blessed month of Ramadan is the month of the Sadiqeen. This blessed month of Ramadan is the month of the Zakireen. This blessed month of Ramadan is the month of the Sabireen. If this blessed month did not change your heart, did not turn you from your disobedience towards Allah Almighty, if it did not keep you away from the criminals and what is left that can affect your heart, what good can we even expect from you? What hope can we have for you? What is left inside you? What forgiveness can be expected for you? Oh, poor person! Oh, unfortunate person! What has entered you? Be aware of it. Come to your senses. Wake up from this sleep. Open your eyes. See what has come to you. Use the rest of this month, the final few days, to make sincere tawbah. Come towards Allah Almighty. Spend time in obedience and worship and begging for forgiveness. Take something from this blessed month. There is still a chance that you may be granted forgiveness and be counted amongst those who are forgiven and showered with Allah Almighty's infinite mercy. Allah Almighty grant us all the blessings and mercy of Shab Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Ghafur, Ya Ghafur, Ya Ghafur al-Rahim. Allah Almighty, grant us all the tawfiq to worship for the next few days, the final few days of this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah Almighty, accept our worship. Allah Almighty, accept our ibadah. Allah Almighty, accept our fast. Allah Almighty, accept our recital of the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty, forgive us and grant us freedom from hellfire. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al balagul mubeen.